Greetings, family. Welcome to today's podcast. Be happy, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. Be the best you can. Be yourself. Ask the tough questions. Say a kind word. Have faith. Assert yourself. Find the humor. Tell the truth. Give them heaven. Eat crow. Accept only the best. Try. I'm reading to you from a book. I added a couple of my favorites to myself. It's raining right now in Southern California. It's pouring gold bricks and silver bricks. 99.9 gold bars, Trojan weight. Anyway, I'm thinking out loud. I'm actually dreaming of greater, better things. They say it, if you can dream it, you can have it. Cherish your friend. Ask for directions. Seek authenticity when in trouble, when your heart hurts. Not just anybody. Give it to somebody. Let's go ahead and pray. Let's pray the Our Father, please, for today's importune meeting. That Our Father always works. Ready? Of course you're ready. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our wrongs as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Amen. Okay, in order to be happy, we have to ask some questions. Now, the question we're asking right now is, ask, what if? I usually like to say, what if a miracle can happen? What if today's reading will go worldwide? What if God starts speaking through me to you? What if the miracle can happen at any time? What if a relative of ours won the $1 billion lottery? What if? If you always do what you always done, you'll always get what you always got. Anonymous. Too often we simply accept things the way they are. Why not look at the things that aren't there and ask why? Consider the alternative. Look for other options. Go back to the first principles. Forge new path. Dream boldly. I have a 10-point exercise routine. You know, my routine is up around 3:30, 4 in the morning. Shower, make coffee, do some light calisthenics and stretches. Read, pray, and then shower up and get ready and be ready by 5 a.m. I'm always late. I don't make it to work till 5:15, which is my den, my library room. And I start my recording for the day. I'll record hard for a couple hours, then I'll take a nap in my easy chair, a recliner that my brother gave to me. He's got one exact the same thing. And I recline and take a nap, and then I'll read a little bit more, record a little more, and then I'll go to work. I'll go to the 12-step meeting. Did I tell you it was raining outside? It's pouring cats and dogs. I did tell you that. I told you it was raining gold bars and silver bars. Can you imagine? Man, they will make a mess. What do the gold bar weighs? About 27 pounds, 25 pounds coming from the sky. It's best to receive it from God's hand. He'll give it to you, hand it to you over your shoulder, your gold bar. That's a dream I had one time. I had a dream that God was handing me from the... All I seen was the clouds, and I saw his hand, and in his hand, he had a gold bar. And then I saw that he was slipping it to me over my shoulder on my right side where I can place it on the park bench. I was sitting on the park bench, and he was going to give me 30 of them. And the number 30 is significant with God as the number 7. You know, numbers are a big thing with God. 12. Amen. But one of the principles that the old timers say at the turn of the century, the Fords, Firestone, all these Rockefellers, all these Morgans, all these people that were giants and earning money, they all had to let go of their resentments. I thought their only resentment was a productive one and against themselves. You stood out too late. You ate too much. You drank too much coffee and you mess up your next day. You weren't diligent enough. You weren't assertive enough. You know, those resentments, the anger, they're there for a reason. And if we turn them on ourselves, is iron sharpens iron. We're sharpening our own self. Man, it sounds like Cuban bongos over here. They're really going at it. Thank you, God, for new vehicles that are sealed completely, that no water goes into them. Thank you, God. If you don't have one, go get yourself one, or at least get yourself a article on it. So back to forgiveness. Forgive releases us and enables us to dream big, to expect a miracle. Forgiving releases us into love, releases us into freedom. Until we do it, we're in prison. Forgive us allows us to draw a line and look ahead. It empowers us. It gives us positive energy. It opens up the future. We all need forgiving. We all need forgiveness. On a daily basis, we need forgiveness. It's good to forgive, best to forget. Good to forgive, best to forget. Woo-hoo. Reassess your beliefs. Your career is not you. It's not your life. It's your job. You can always expand your horizons or change direction. If you decide to change, remain positive. Find a new work challenge that inspires you. Explore it, then chase it with passion. Live the life you imagine. You know, I was just thinking this morning, I had a mechanic's job, and I remember the supervisor telling me, you got it made, Fernando. You got your whole career and everything ahead of you. From one place, I was going to move up to mechanic's helper, and as I was going to air conditioning school, I was going to move up to mechanic when I got out. And the day I was going to get promoted, the main boss came down from another facility to promote me and supervise it. I came late. I was out there with a gal. And rushed and punched in without being dressed. My boss got so mad, he left. I didn't. So I got indifferent and I quit. He didn't give me a raise. What I'm telling you, folks, I could have, with that union job and doing what I like, finding problems, electronic problems and semis and trailers and finding the electrical, which was my mechanic's career, not working on heavy duty oils or the engines, but going on the electronic side. And I started going to school, and even when I wasn't promoted, I was already fixing what I was learning in school. The problems were coming to me, you know. We were taking this swing shift, which is about 3 in the afternoon to about 2 in the morning, swing shift. And the trailers would come in with problems, air conditioning problems. And guess what? I had a chance to practice. And that's why I was getting my promotion, because I was fixing them, getting them out there. You know, they needed, I knew how to check the dryers, how to change the dryers on it, how to change the filters, how to find out if the pump. Well, I never did get by that machine for just listening to the pump. Sometimes the pump get worn out. They're on 24 hours a day, and they don't pump enough pressure in the four-cylinder diesel engine. All right, I said that because that was a good job, and it kept me fit physically, mentally, and financially. It was only 40 hours. I could have gotten another union job on top of that and got another pension like I know a lot of people did. They get three pensions, you know. They start so early in life. Or get start your own business, which is what I did. I went out and I started understanding how to sell real estate, understanding how to survive on your own, which I recommend people learn escrows, learn office management, learn accounting figures, learn economics before they tackle down any sales job. You got to have the math in you or else you're just surviving. Keep abreast of the news. Keep on who's got the money. I used to order the Wall Street Journal and I always knew where what company bought what, where the big money was, because Wall Street Journal gave me a good cheat sheet, and it gave me faith, it gave me belief, and it was big numbers. I was always dealing with big numbers, so it was easy for me to remember to believe in big numbers for myself. Take a drink of coffee. I have cocoa in my coffee. Cocoa, a little bit of butter, a little bit of coconut oil, and good coffee. And I blend it in my bullet soup blender, which it doesn't affect the hard plastic, hot coffee. And it takes the hunger away. News is an ongoing lesson in living, a constant source of wonderment. It explains the past. It unravels the present. It arms you for the future. That's from the Wall Street Journal when you have intelligent writers that are not dwelling in chaos, catastrophe. It's just product for productivity minds that are in business. It's your world, folks. You're a shareholder. Take an active interest in it. One of the things about buying shares and stock in America or blue chip funds or whatever, it gives you a sense of that you're part of a great big unit. You know, it's just a pretty good feeling. When I was investing in stocks, that's what I felt. I felt, wow. I said I was. Today, I've been investing in another growth fund called what's it called? KOG Fund, Kingdom of God. I've been investing in it since 82. And today, life is good. I don't have need for nothing. Nothing. Watch a spider at work. Known as the endless patience, appreciate the determination. See the innate beauty of the designs. Observe the drama. Learn the lessons. Whatever is flexible and loving will tend to grow. Whatever is rigid and blocked will wither and die. That was from Lao Tzu, T-Z-U. Amen. One of the things is that I was thinking about this one guy that we used to volunteer and do upholstery work, adult school. And there was a man, little old guy, he was just had a happy, anointed, oily, fat face, smiling. And I got to talk to him. So both of our faces blended in as one, and we started talking. And he would tell me that, you know, I bought a house in this area, and I saw, some kind of recreation center and so forth, and they were always having things for the kids. So I told my wife, let's start contributing some money over there to help them. They're helping the kids. We never had kids, so we started. And he goes, man, we've been doing it for so long, for so much. It always brought us happiness. And I go, well, you have any need of anything? And he goes, no. It wasn't a church, folks. It was just a regular help society, help young kids. And they were happy, content, joyful, no high blood pressure. Their careers were done and over with. Now they're just enjoying their lives. Amen. The people we meet, the books we read, the things we talk about, think about, and study about will come about. This next one is called Arrest the Slide. What does that mean? Arresting the slide. It takes real character. Sometimes it demands courage. It means accepting responsibility and avoiding the line of least resistance. When you can do something to change things, do it. Acting will bring lasting satisfaction and open great possibilities. You must be the change you want to see in the world. Mohandas Gandhi. Amen. Did you know Mohandas Gandhi was studied in the United States and was a Christian? And then he went back home. And that was Jesus incarnated over there. That's what I got out of his story in the autobiography. You know, a lot of the principles he used, he just formulated to the Indian language. And he changed the whole nation. Find perspective. As the world rushes by, take time to pause. Look out from within. Observe like a camera without judgment, without rancor. Recognizing the authentic, important things, give them priority. One of the authentic, important things is to live with growth information for us. Stuff that stimulates our enthusiasm, our curiosity. If we look at regular news, our subconscious mind will try to solve the problem one after another after another. While we're asleep, it's still trying to solve the problem. Week after week, it's still trying to, it's a solving problem mechanism. So best yes, let the world run its own course and us solve the problems that are 3 feet in front of us, within 3 feet of our hula hoop, you know. I washed my toilet at 3:50 this morning, threw in a load of washer sheets at 4:40 this morning, and I was all done by 5:30 washing and, wow, I don't have a life, huh? Find perspective. As the world rushes by, take time to pause. Look out from within. Observe like a camera. Without judgment, without rancor, recognize the authentic, important things. Give them priority. One of the authentic things for me is sitting down and reading and meditating with you and grounding myself. By the way, there's the movie Grounding on YouTube for free. It's a help movie. I, in my wrist, have a copper wire, and it goes into a nail, and it goes into the ground, and I'm wired. I just thought about maybe there'll be some thunder, and I'll get electrified if it hits the floor, huh? But I'm grounded, meaning I'm taking the extra walking around AC, alternating current, out of my body. Or is it DC? Whatever it is, it's just too many volts. Volts is alternating current, right? All right. I've been drinking too much coffee, folks. You too. That's why you're still here with me, listening to one nugget after another. Here's one. Let us be the best we can. You know, when I was coming out on television as a movie star, actually, I was a background worker for Fox Studios. I thought about being the best I can, physically, mentally, shiny teeth, hair, and I wanted to take care of my nails and be as brilliant and read. I started reading books about acting. I was all into it. This can transform your life. When you commit to your personal quest, unimagined possibilities open to you. Consider how you like to be remembered, then strive to match your potential. Okay, consider means imagine. See yourself. Run it through your mind. How would you like to be remembered? What would we like to be remembered, folks? Would we like to be remembered that we conquered our biggest situations? You know? Fernando, he doesn't eat chocolate cake no more. He doesn't spend his money in the warehouses, in the horse races no more. You know, things like that. I would like to remember Fernando's traveling, Fernando's reading books, writing books, Fernando's influence, doing talks here and there. Fernando's investigating the Antarctica. My aunt's name is Antarctica. Fernando's being a comedian. Then strive to match your potential. Here lies your real value, and the path will reveal itself. Wow. Imagine the best person we can be. You know, the best person that I always imagine, if I can snap my fingers and imagine myself how I would like to be, I would probably have an electric car in my garage, maybe a Tesla with the power source on the side. I would have electric V bike in there and then a regular bike. I would have nothing but good patio furniture instead of all these tools to repair things. I would have a well-ventilated home with carbon filters and stuff to pull out the dirt out of the air that's coming in through the windows. I would have lean, clean clothes, you know, that, amen. That's my goal, folks, is to be totally easy, productive, so I can do the things I like to do, take walks, take rides, read books. And I like to be starving when I eat. In other words, when we have an eating window of 4 hours, you're hungry and everything tastes good. And you make a big feast around noontime and it'll last all day long, all morning long. And if I happen to get hungry in the morning, I put on my bullet coffee with the oils in there that take away and burn quicker and faster for reading and thinking. All right, two more. We must understand that we have been what we have been to decide what we will become. We must understand what we have been. Well, what Fernando has been, he's just meditated on one problem too long and it bogged him down. But how about if I meditate and understand that all possibilities are open to for me to become that person? Like, for instance, the dream I told you about, having not having heavy-duty boots and Levi's and clothing, but have more outgoing summer clothes, easy, you know, and then work around that, physically fit. Work around, what are the possibilities I need to do? Well, I started giving my tools away. This one kid came, I gave him a couple of couches free, and he just reminded me of one of my nephews, my brother's boy. So I just opened up the garage and I filled up his truck with tools and all kinds of, you know, vacuum cleaners and stuff for shop. And I said, here. I know if I give it away, it's going to come right back. The next day, my brother, and I couldn't say no, gave me a tuck and roll, diamond tuck and roll type couch for a man's cave. I couldn't say no. We went and bought him a new one, and we hauled it back to his place and with my truck. And earlier, we had gotten a rebuilt engine. He had an engine rebuilt for his 1956 Chevy that he bought so he can restore it. What a deal, huh? And I get to do that with my brother. It sounds simple to be ourselves, but it requires great faith. Despite the doubters, the detractors, the risk of failure, and the self-doubt, dare to believe in yourself. If you're not prepared to back yourself, don't expect others to. If you have confidence in yourself, so will others. He can who believes he can. Proverb. In Spanish, sí se puede. Yes, you can. Yes. Yes, God can. I think I'll let him. I don't really like that statement, but I know God can because I can't let God do. I mean, I don't think he listens to me in that form. He'll listen to me when I appreciate him. I'll just say this one thing and I'll stop. That God, I figured God listens to me more when I'm grateful for the rain. I'm grateful for, I can move my toes, I can move my ears. Just acknowledging God that he's the creator of all things and all situations and everything we can possibly think of. That right there will get me more things to be grateful. It'll open my ears, my eyes to hear the more. I got to go, God bless you. God can when we thank him with gratitude. It's been proven people make more money when they're grateful, especially servers. Thank you.